consider WDCR's dedicated day where your tribute will be on the air. For just $88.90, it's a great way of saying, I'm thinking of you today, or I'm remembering you today. Please call WDCR at 464-1099 for more information on how you may dedicate a day.
WDCR.
That's life, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've been
it is.
Up and I've been down. Mark, we're back here on the Cradle and the Convert for July 20th, Thursday, hottest day of the year, as they're claiming it's going to be. With us in the studio for the second half of the show is a friend of mine, Chris Bivens, and Chris is the Knights of Columbus insurance agent for this area. He holds a lot of my policies, my long-term care policy, which is my big one.
I remember when you got that.
Yeah, that's one policy I hope I never have to cash in.
Wouldn't that be great?
But, you know, the doctor told me if I would quit smoking and quit drinking, I could get 5 more good years in the nursing home.
Really? And you didn't bite?
Anyway, Chris, welcome to the Cradle and the Convert on WDCR.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You recently just moved to the Decatur area. Is that right, Chris?
Yes, we did. I've been from Petersburg for 25 years, lived there. Ran golf courses and eventually ended up being the field agent for the Knights of Columbus. And they gave me the councils to work with in Decatur and Mount Zion.
Good.
Turned out I was traveling over here 3 days a week, and it's not so bad driving over, but the drive back at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, eventually about October, the wife says, why don't we think about moving over there?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, makes good sense. We're glad to have you. You're a great addition to the community.
Thank you.
One thing I like about Chris and being our Knights of Columbus insurance agent, he's no nonsense. He doesn't come in and take your time and try to sell you something you may not need.
Yep.
He checks and makes sure you're where you need to be with your insurance, and then off he goes.
Awesome.
Last time he was over, he invited me to play golf the next day. So that
You know, most time they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
True.
Well,
I don't cook that well.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the deal, you know, with this guy.
Plus, I don't really get through to a guy's heart that often. In that kind of way.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, Chris.
Well, Chris, we've invited you in this morning to talk a little bit about an upcoming event Sunday at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Decatur. Why don't you tell us what's going to happen Sunday at the KC Hall?
Well, we're very excited at the hall and the whole area, actually. We're going to host a major degree, which for the Knights of Columbus is the first 3 degrees of membership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a process. It's a wonderful ceremony. I can't say much more than that.
Right, on our honors Catholic gentlemen.
Yep, that's right.
Absolutely. A secret initiation.
But it's your way to get into the Knights of Columbus. And very simple requirements. Need to be 18 years of age, a male, and a practicing Catholic, a practical Catholic, believe what in the Holy See and what the Catholic Church believes, and we would love to have you. We can do so much. We're about 2 million strong worldwide, and the Knights of Columbus are 15,000 councils, and the answer to a Jeopardy question, the world's most charitable organization.
Wow.
So it's a great group of guys, all in a boat rowing in a good direction, helping the Catholic Church through, at first we start out with parishes and work our way out communities and then states and nationwide and worldwide. So we're about everywhere, and there's 2 million of us. We can do a lot with that number, or almost 2 million. And we can do a lot more with a couple more pair of hands here in Decatur.
Yeah, now you mentioned something about degrees, all 3 degrees. There are different orders of the Knights of Columbus, or different rankings, or what's that all about?
The 3 degrees makes you a full-fledged knight. You can get membership with the Knights of Columbus by going through the first degree only, but to be a full-fledged knight, go through the first 3 degrees. There's a 4th degree, the patriotic degree, and that's the one you might see at masses or funerals or special events.
Parades.
The guys that have the swords and the and the regalia. Mm-hmm. The hats and the tuxes, and it's an impressive-looking group, and they really add a touch of class to whatever they do.
Yes, they do. You know, for years, for first 2 years, Mark, of our race that we had here, the 5K,
yeah,
the Knights of Columbus stood there and gave the honor guard and held their swords up while the runners went under. It was really something.
And yeah.
Great guys.
And they come to Mass, you know, a couple times a year.
Yeah, yeah, at all the parishes.
Yeah, right.
Even I just saw they were down in either Sullivan or Shelbyville a couple weeks ago in their fourth degree role at Mass. So. Yeah.
Well, we're both third degree.
Yeah, Mark and I are both members. We are members in the third degree.
Very good.
Now, I'm trying to think. Did Frank Schultz sponsor you, Mark, or did I?
No, you did.
Did I? Okay.
I sponsored Frank.
That was it. Yeah.
I think.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, at one time, virtually everybody on the police department was in the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
The whole department seemed like they were all Catholic.
Yeah.
And every time we had a degree, we'd bring in two or three more cops. And the beautiful thing about the Knights of Columbus when it comes to public safety is if you're a policeman or a fireman or active military, if you become disabled in the line of duty or, God forbid, killed in the line of duty, the Knights of Columbus will take care of the tuition for your children in a, I believe, Catholic college.
In a Catholic university. Yeah,
right.
So,
right.
I mean, that is an amazing,
yeah,
in this day and age, that's worth $500,000.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Decatur's been a great Catholic community.
Yes.
From the time it was founded. I mean, 1856, the city was
beautiful
incorporated.
Beautiful churches we have here.
And St. Pat's, one of the first that was built there at Jackson and El Dorado Streets.
Yeah,
and,
the first one.
Yeah. And, of course, St. James and St. Thomas over the years and Holy Family and then Lords. And
now, Chris, you might not know this, but where the Knights of Columbus Hall is now in Decatur, 520 East North Street, right next to St. Pat's, when I was a kid, that was an IGA grocery store.
Really?
And prior to that, it was a car dealership. Now, when we redid the club 7, 8, 10 years ago now, I can't remember how long it goes, we had to redig footings, and we went through 4 or 5 different parking lots that were underneath that building from dirt to gravel to asphalt all the way through. And if that building could talk, it has a history of selling cars and being, I remember when it was a grocery store, because I used to, we'd sneak over from St. Pat's to buy penny candy at the IGA.
Well, the Knights of Columbus had not been there long, to the best of my recollection, when I got on the police department. Because, remember, there was a Star station.
Yeah,
gas
on
station,
the catty corner
there. Yep, down the street. Then I remember the grocery store being there. I don't remember ever getting sent there.
You know, I think we moved from downtown Decatur in about 72. I think Daryl Beck got that. We bought that store and remodeled that. I think it was about 72.
That's probably right.
And then it was remodeled again in the middle 2000s,
right.
I think,
right.
Into the facility it is now, which is a beautiful banquet facility, an industrial kitchen, a club room, a big warehouse on a nice lot. It's on Catholic Corner.
Yep.
You know,
roller skating rink used to be next door.
Used to be next door.
Between
St. Right.
Pat's and
did
Casey
not
Hill.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roller skating.
When I was a kid.
In that parking lot.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the Knights of Columbus do so many good things in the community. The Tootsie Roll Drive is one of the big events for the KCs where we raise money for Special Olympics. And that's usually around Labor Day. And
September.
You'll see knights in their vests,
right?
Selling Tootsie Rolls,
right.
Giving Tootsie Rolls, and collecting donations to Special Olympics. And the KCs have always had a special love for the Special Olympics. In fact, we sponsored it and did the lunches for years, and maybe we still do. I'm not sure. I haven't been
a big part of the lunch program for many of their events. Not all of them, but a majority. If there's a gathering for the Special Olympics, the Knights are there.
Yeah, that's great.
And, the Knights of Columbus were co-founders, along with Eunice Shriver, of the Kennedy clan.
Yes.
Back in, I think, the early 60s, somewhere in the 60s. And they helped get it going. And then here in Decatur, leaders in how this is rolled out all over the nation. Some of the things that they do here or started here have carried over elsewhere. The lunches that they do and the awards banquets.
The awards banquets also.
A lot of this stuff started here, and it's great to see it continuing. I've seen them do, since I've just moved over here, I don't know all the things that the council does yet, but They also seem to have a drive in the spring. They'll do a spring drive and a fall drive here because of the support that they give Special Olympics. They need to raise funds to take care of that. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, the Special Olympics, what a special thing that is when you go out. I've worked those a few times with the kids, and it's just heartwarming. And you know, you talk about in today's society where we say everybody wants to be a winner, but in Special Olympics, I'll tell you, all of those kids are winners.
Yes, they are.
They pour their heart and soul into it. And
they surely do.
God bless them. They do a wonderful job. Chris, now, I don't know if you know much about this or not, but I know the Knights of Columbus have an international relief agency that's helping with Syria. I see it in the Columbia Magazine a lot, where they've been raising funds and working a relief to get Christians out of Syria. You know, a lot of the things that you see on the news about the refugees coming out of Iraq and Syria and flooding into Europe and different places, they are one sect or another of the Muslim faith. The Christians have just basically been left there to be annihilated. And the Knights of Columbus have a special fund, and I've seen the ads on TV and different things where they are actually getting Christians out of the Middle East and finding refuge for them. And that's a huge thing.
Oh. You know,
because, like I said, the Christians have been just basically left behind to be slaughtered.
Exactly, and are being persecuted more now than since the early days of the church under the Roman Empire.
Yeah, well, and they, you know, it's a genocide basically
over
there. And I'm proud to say the Knights of Columbus play a part in getting people out of there and finding them refuge in different countries. You know, when you think about refugees, it's leaving your country and having to go somewhere else for fear of being, you know, murdered.
Right.
Or else having to recant your faith. And so they choose martyrdom to find an organization that's helping. And one of the very few that is the Knights of Columbus helping with the Christians in the Middle East.
The Supreme Knight, Carl Anderson, actually led the charge to get that called a genocide.
Oh, yes. No kidding.
He was a big part of that movement. For the longest time, they weren't even recognizing what was happening over there.
We're going to have to look at Egypt and a few other places, you know, where they've been under attack. Masses have been attacked. And, you know, people need to when you go to the top of Maslow's triangle or whatever it's called, you know, the top is security. And, it's something that I'm pleased to be a member of the Knights of Columbus and help out with that.
Indeed.
You're listening to The Cradle and the Convert on 88.9, 96.5. We'll be back with Chris Bivens, Mark, and I right after this.
WDCR presents the prayer, When All Is Well. Lord, I thank you for my peace, for your loving presence in my life, for caring and supportive family and friends, for earthly comforts generously provided, for my good health and zest for living. Let me not be complacent with my comfortable stature. Remind me to share with the less fortunate. And should there come a time in the future when my life is not going as well, give me the grace to look back to today and remember with gratefulness that there is always hope for a bright new tomorrow if I put my faith and trust in you. Amen. Thank you for listening to WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio, 88.9, 96.5 FM.
Welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. We're here this morning with Chris Bivens, our Knights of Columbus insurance agent. Chris is going to talk a little bit about the history of the Knights of Columbus and why it is was formed as an insurance brotherhood, so to speak. All right, Chris, take her away.
Thanks, Dave. Well, basically, back in the middle 1800s, Catholics were treated very poorly in America. A lot of folks don't realize that, but we were coming over in boats, and those that were here already pushed us off to the sides, and oftentimes priests were even in danger when they walked the street. So about 1880, Father Michael J. McGivney, who had been a member of 13 children in his family and been to seminary the first time. His father died. He had to leave. He had to go back to the family to help support them. There were no safety nets. And he thought his dream of becoming a priest was over. Well, the Diocese of Hartford decided they heard about this young man and how much he wished to be a priest, and they got him a scholarship to get back in the seminary. He became a parish priest and was assigned to St. Mary's in New Haven as a pastor for St. Mary's. Well, when he got there, get a knock on the door every couple months, "Father, can you help us?" Not only were we treated poorly, but we had to take bad jobs sometimes and dangerous jobs. And sometimes Dad didn't come home. And when that happened, Mom with the kids in tow would come to the parish and say, "Father, can you help us?" Well, poor parishes make for poor, unable to help. And once again, no safety nets. Well, he knew what that danger was because he had to go back home to help raise his brothers and sisters when he was away to seminary. So he knew he had to come up with some way to help the family stay together. So he looked around. He looked at other organizations, other fellowships, other fraternal organizations at the time were already up and running. And he tried to join some of them. They wouldn't let him in. Catholic, you know. Yep, he couldn't get in there. So he decided he was going to form his own. And in 1882, he gathered a group of gentlemen into the basement at St. Mary's Church, and they formed what is now the Knights of Columbus. And it was then, it came to be the Knights of Columbus right away. But it's 12 guys and a parish priest.
Isn't that so?
Imagine the numbers if you think about going.
Yeah,
12.
Yeah.
12 guys and a parish priest. And they came up with the Knights of Columbus. And it's formed to protect the Catholic faith and to protect Catholic families. And that's why we came to be. We have evolved into great guys that doing fish fries and Tootsie Roll drives and second responders all over the world, providing food to first responders in the background or still doing artificial limbs for the kids in Haiti.
Yeah.
And that occurred over a decade ago.
Yeah.
And yet we're still providing that assistance. So from those humble roots of protecting Catholic families, our Catholic insurance program, which is what we are, with the Knights of Columbus, we're operated totally by Brother Knights for the benefit of Brother Knights and their families. We have grown to be a powerhouse, basically, in the insurance field, and yet always investing our assets in companies that are approved by the Conference of Catholic Bishops. Some of the facts. We're over $100 billion of life insurance in force. We have been rated A++ by AM Best for over 40 years in a row. No other company can say that.
Mm-hmm.
We have over $20 billion of assets that we have to make sure that we can pay if something happens. And that is in the top 5% of any insurance company in North America. So, in effect, we're larger than 95% of the insurance companies in North America. So we're large. We're safe. We invest our money with the eye on our Catholic roots, and we protect our families very well, and or try to. You have to, as a knight, you are eligible to get coverage for your family, for you and your family, but you don't have to. It's always optional. When Dave mentioned earlier about come into a house, I've been on the other side of the table, and I know what it's like for somebody to come in and maybe not be so nice.
Well, and a layperson, a lot of times, doesn't understand the language
of
insurance.
Yeah. That's right.
And you make it clear.
The first thing you have to do is know their situation is and what might work, and then you have to educate how it will work and how it will help them. So at my roots of being an old golf pro and a golf teacher, I feel like I belong in the education department a little bit too, so...
Yeah, sure.
So I have to make sure.
Well, you know, I talked to several guys over the past couple of days and told them we were going to have you on the show today. And they said, you know, when I went to St. Teresa, they did 3 degrees for the graduating boys coming right out of St. T.
And wonderful idea.
They all joined the Knights of Columbus, and I think that's why the numbers were so strong through the 50s, 60s, and maybe even into the 70s. Something maybe we want to look at again.
Yeah, exactly.
One other thing I want to mention about the Knights of Columbus is that if you have a pregnancy center in your community, like we have the New Life Pregnancy Center, mm-hmm. the Knights of Columbus has gone across the country and provided ultrasound machines to those pregnancy centers.
Oh, awesome.
So that expecting mothers can see that is a baby.
With a beating heart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So the Knights of Columbus is a great organization. I hope you will consider, if you're listening to the show today and you are not a member, you can give them a call down at the KC Hall at 422-2624, or call Chris. And Chris, give us your information about how an interested person, a young man or an older man even, sure. would like to be a Knight of Columbus. Absolutely. How can they get a hold of you by Sunday?
Yeah, Dave, by the way, it they have to be 18 as a minimum. We don't have a ceiling to this. They can be 99.
All right.
My phone number is 217-971-1812. And if I happen to be with somebody and don't answer, just leave a message. I'll get back to you right away.
Can you repeat that one more time?
971-1812.
Okay. All right. We've been chatting with Chris Bivens, our local Knights of Columbus insurance agent, who's talking today about a major degree going on this Sunday, Uptown Indicator. If you haven't joined or you'd like some more information about joining, call Chris at 971-1812. 971-1812. Yes.
One other thing, if you are already a member of the Knight, but you've only taken the first degree, this is a great opportunity to get the second and third degree.
Yeah.
And be sure you get there before the first degree starts. You can be part of the crowd. And it really is an eye-opener when you sit back and watch it go on rather than when you're involved. So
yes. And I doubt there's any member of the KC that doesn't realize or recall their
absolutely.
Confirmation in the degrees.
Yep. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning. Mark's going to give us
me.
Some community calendar here when we come back in just a second.
Yes.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Well, today's the day for that. It's going to be a hot time summer in the city.
Man,
I'll tell you. Well, that's what that's why we like winter.
Did you ever try and fry an egg on the sidewalk?
You know, I remember they tried that at Celebration one year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they tried it.
Did it work?
No. It got funky and they had to bring a hose.
I bet as a youngster, though, you heard the old story about the magnifying glass and the...
Oh,
and
now
the,
that's sign of a sociopath.
You did it. You know you did.
Have you got anything interesting over there to say other than torture and bugs?
Of course not. When have I ever had... If I had a bag of interest, I would certainly have pulled it out by now.
Yeah,
on a 99 episode
show.
Yeah, come on.
Is there any community calendar you want to share with anybody?
No, I'm not sharing anything this week. Other than the air conditioner for those only strictly in need.
That's right. Yeah, and we want to remind everybody to stay hydrated. We talked about that. Light clothes, get used to the heat before you go out and do anything. We don't want anybody suffering from heat exhaustion or heat exertion or extortion or whatever that is.
The Slade vocabulary at its height again.
Yep. Me and Archie Bunker.
Yeah, exactly.
The first book of the Bible, Derry, you're generous.
Yeah.
Remember that. All right. I thought, Mark, maybe as a closing prayer this morning, we would pray the prayer of Saint, not yet quite Saint Michael McGivney,
that's
soon
right.
to be, but the prayer of Father Michael McGivney and the Knights of Columbus.
Let's do it.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O great and glorious God, you imbued your holy priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, with deep priestly virtue and especially pastoral concern for the poor, the orphan, the widow, and for the Christian education of youth, for the protection of the faith of the working man of his day. Now that his priestly mission continues to spread through countless millions throughout the world through the efforts and the influence of the Order of the Knights of Columbus, which Father McGivney founded, we beseech you, Heavenly Father, to raise your faithful servant, Michael, to the honors of the altar. We ask this with favor through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed Michael McGivney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, Mark, I want to tell everybody to stay tuned. Right after this show, you can hear Father Richard Simon on Father Simon Says. And as you know, he's going to be next
our
year's
guest.
Speaker at our dinner. So if you'd like a preview of what Father Simon's all about, and he is a wonderful, knowledgeable priest.
Oh, yeah. The guy is so quick, too.
He is. And you know what I like, Mark? He knows the ancient languages.
Oh, yeah.
Greek, Latin, Hebrew. And he can go to the Bible and tell you what this word really meant, not what we created it into English because we didn't have words that they have.
Exactly.
And vice versa. So tune in for Father Simon next here on WDCR 88.9, 96.5. Your relevant radio satellite spot here for Central Illinois.
You make it sound so wonderful.
It is wonderful. We're listener supported, but it's thanks to the listeners that we're here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. God bless. Everybody stay cool today.
Yes. Be careful outside.
That's right. See you next week.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.